This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Summer is a busy time in our nation's capital, and joining us from the National Milk Producers Federation is Chris Galen. And Chris, we haven't heard much about the progress of passing a new farm bill, and I understand the deadline is looming for Congress to act.
A lot of it depends not necessarily on where the members of the agriculture committees in the House and Senate net out on farm policy, but right now a lot of what's sort of delaying the process, Bill, is discussions about the budget for the coming fiscal year and the appropriations process. There are 13 appropriations bills that have to get passed before the end of the current fiscal year to fund the next year. The current fiscal year ends in less than 2.5 months on September 30th. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done on spending and funding for government programs. And until the dust settles on that, it makes it harder to actually pass a long-term policy bill in the form of the farm bill. So what we've heard more from the leaders of the ag committees in the House and the Senate recently that, well, maybe they're not going to get a new farm bill done by the end of September. The real effective deadline for a lot of farm programs, including the dairy title, is actually the calendar year, so December 31st. So we're not concerned at all if things slip past the 30th September. They can always pass a short-term extension, and really the deadline will shift to the end of the year. Now, if they haven't really settled things by the holidays, then we may be looking at a longer extension of a year or two. But we're hoping that if they buy themselves some time here before the summer gets too far along, that they can really tackle things in earnest in the fall and get us a new farm bill by Christmas time.
We see a lot of partisan politics these days, and hopefully that doesn't get in the way of passing a new farm bill.
Farm bills tend not to be partisan, although if they become a flashpoint for other issues that could be partisan, then things could be delayed. One thing that is potentially an issue will be the nutrition title of the farm bill and feeding programs, and specifically, Bill, the SNAP program. That was the point of contention when Congress had to extend the debt ceiling earlier this year. We think that they've settled things there, but it depends on who you talk to on Capitol Hill. So the whole issue of eligibility for food stamps and the SNAP program and whether they want to change the eligibility rules, that could resurface as Congress deals with the farm bill. We hope not. We hope that that's been already taken care of, but we'll see.
We're talking with National Milk's Chris Galen. And Chris, switching gears, FDA continues to review these plant-based milk alternatives, and there's an opportunity to weigh in on this to give your opinion.
Yes, the other thing I wanted to share this week, Bill, is that as the summer goes along, the end of July is the deadline for interested folks to weigh in with the Food and Drug Administration on a document that they released earlier in the year called the Labeling of Plant-Based Milk Alternatives. And this is where the FDA basically would allow for greater use of dairy terms like milk in conjunction with plant products like oat or almond or soy. So we're not happy about the ability to combine those. Obviously, it's been happening in the marketplace for quite some time. FDA's draft guidance here would actually allow that and codify that, and we don't want that to happen. So we're asking folks, particularly dairy farmers, to go to our website, which is nmpf.org, and at the bottom of the homepage, there's a box that says, tell FDA that fake milk needs proper labeling. And if you click on the link there, there's a pre-written letter that you can send to the commissioner of the FDA, basically laying out the arguments for why FDA should not water down the standards of identity and allow these fake plant foods to use dairy terms.
As you mentioned, there is an opportunity to weigh in on this and give your opinion and your feedback, but there is a deadline looming for this.
The deadline is Monday, July 31st, so we'd really ask people here in the next week or 10 days at the most to weigh in and put a little more pressure on FDA, because they've been hearing a lot from the vegan community about why plant-based milks are perfectly acceptable. We disagree with that perspective, and we need to have farmers also share with FDA their concerns about the direction that this is going.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org.